This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All our bets for tonight coming up to close the show 20 minutes from now. Thank God we've reached this point on the calendar where we can put the offseason behind us and we can start talking about games. Week one, the National Football League, the season kicking off tomorrow in Philadelphia with the Eagles and the Cowboys. And joining us right now to talk about the Eagles and Cowboys, to talk about week one, to talk about this NFL season, which includes his Chicago Bears. So proud for his success. My friend, your friend, former co-host on You Better You Bet's Countdown to Kickoff on Sundays with yours truly, and the newly minted co-host, First Things First, along with Nick Wright and Kevin Wilds and Chris Broussard on Fox Sports 1. You can watch Danny with the crew, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern, weekdays on FS1. Nice enough to join us for a weekly spot this season at the conclusion of that show, our buddy Danny Parkins on Twitter at Danny Parkins. My friend, welcome back to the show. Congratulations again. Happy football season to you and yours.
Costos, great to hear from you, Femi. Good to be on, man. Thrilled to be back with you guys on You Better You Bet. And you're right. I mean, at least like you guys, you're talking baseball. You're talking college basketball. We just do NFL lists in the off season. So like, my God, am I ready for games to start? So we made it, and I can't wait to be talking about it with you guys this year.
I don't know, man. I think would I rather do an NFL list in July or like break down like the White Sox bullpen? I think I'd rather do an NFL list. I think you guys have kind of got it made a little bit. We'll get to the National Football League in a second, but I mean, we know each other really well. And I think the audience knows this about me and knows this about Femi. We are like sports media nerds. Like, we love this stuff. And you just got put on like one of the best sports shows on television. Like, First Things First is unbelievable. Like, you're great on the show. The clips are everywhere on social media. You're killing it on FS1. What's it been like for you, man? You're on the show now. You're doing a great job. Doing it with a friend of yours and Nick Wright. What's this experience been like for Danny Parkins being on First Things First on FS1?
Sometimes I catch myself watching the show while I'm on the show. And it's so totally surreal. Because listen, I think it's the best show in sports television. But I said that obviously being biased as Nick's best friend, and then also well before I ever thought that it was possible that I would be on it. And so it's amazing. They're our production crew. See, I just did it there. It's like it's our production crew, but I was going to say their production crew is incredible. They make it so easy. They're so welcoming. Wilds is just like charming and hilarious, but he can also just like cut you at the knees. Brew has never been in a bad mood a day in his life and is just wildly entertaining in everything that he says. And then Nick, for my money, is the single best in the business. He's the one seed. And so being a part of the team is like, it's cliche, but it's just surreal. It's really, really fun and really, really cool. And it's an honor, man. It's today in that A block, I'm out there and I'm just like, this is a good show. It's like, oh wait, I'm on it. I have to actually do my part now. So it's really cool.
I love that, and it's an awesome answer. And again, you can watch Danny with the crew on First Things First on FS1 weekdays, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I do want to hit you, my friend, before we get to the NFL, and we will, with one other sports media thing. And I kind of purposely, and we've had so much content to do for week one on the show today as well, delayed talking about it until now, and then Femi and I will give our takes next segment before we give our bets. Scott Hansen announced today on the Pat McAfee Show on ESPN that there will be commercials this year on NFL Red Zone. So it's no longer 7 hours of commercial-free football start now, but 7 hours of Red Zone football start now. So Danny, as a gambler, an avid football fan, someone who nerds out on sports media like we do, what is your opinion on this? Where do you come down on Red Zone having commercials this season?
You know the scene in The Social Network where they're considering whether or not they should put ads on the website? It's like, we don't know what we've built yet. Facebook is cool. It's like you're throwing a party and you're asking people to leave at 9 o'clock. That whole scene with Sean Parker. It's like, that's not what Red Zone is now. It's ubiquitous. It's in the culture. It's amazing. I don't even remember what football was like without it. So no one is going to watch less because there are commercials. And so if you have built a loyal audience that is a huge audience, and then you aren't going to lose them by playing commercials, any business in the world would play some commercials to make some more money off of it. And then I will also say, if you're watching the NFL, and as Nick Costos would say, the year of our Lord 2025, with only one screen, I mean, are you Fred Flintstone and you're still pedaling your car to work? Like, to me, you've got to have the YouTube TV, the four screen, you know, split, so you can pick your four games that you want to follow really closely, and then Red Zone with sound on the second TV. I go dueling 65 inches side by side. Nick has a 60 with 250s above it. I prefer side by side as opposed to vertical. But like, if you're only watching Red Zone on one screen, sure, you're going to be a little annoyed by the commercials, but spring for the $250 for the extra Vizio and get with the times and never have commercials anyway. I haven't watched a commercial on an NFL Sunday in 10 years at this point. So the news doesn't affect me in any way.
I have a strong opinion on something you just said. I had this conversation with someone who does like tech for a living, like installs TVs and stuff like that, who in the new office that I'm in right now, I had a bunch of TVs put up for this exact reason. And we were debating vertical or horizontal for the TVs. And he said, like, he's a professional, in his experience, it's way less distracting if they are next to each other as opposed to on top of each other. So we're simpatico on that, man. I got the TVs all next to each other here in my new office. Absolutely love to hear it. You better you bet on this Wednesday. Danny Parkins with us. First Things First on FS1. Danny will join us every Wednesday in this spot throughout the season. We absolutely love to have him. So Danny, I know, and our audience knows, that you'll be giving out your picks, like your official bets, Friday on First Things First on FS1. So this is not going to be like, hey, here's Danny's entire card on a Wednesday. But I did love to see earlier today, Bill Zimmerman, our executive producer, texted me and said, you had a thought on the Rams-Texans game on Sunday, and I'm curious what that is. Rams about a 3-point favor total in about the 44 range, Danny. What do you think about the Rams and the Texans on Sunday in Los Angeles?
I'm thinking wrong team favorite alert.
And WTF?
Exactly. To kick it old school with you. And this isn't like a hugely pro Texans thing, but it just feels like if I've got a 37-year-old quarterback who isn't mobile with a bad back, yes, he gets the ball out quick, no doubt about it. But serious questions, not about the depth of the offensive line, but about the talent of the offensive line for the Rams. Like, their starting center is about to be Coleman Shelton. He was the center on a Bears team that gave up 68 sacks. Now, obviously, Caleb Williams held the ball for an eternity compared to Matt Stafford. I understand that. But the Rams offensive line, like, they're saying it's good, but a left tackle with blood clots, a backup center from the Bears, it's not exactly a star-studded who's who of Pro Bowlers out there. And you're going up against the second best pressure percentage guy in the NFL and the sixth best pressure percentage guy in the NFL from last year in Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, the only duo who were in the top 10, a team that was fourth in the NFL in sacks last year, and the Rams were 1-7 in games where they allowed three sacks or more. It just feels like strength of Texans against weakness of the Rams. Maybe Stafford is 100% healthy, but it sure doesn't sound like he's 100% healthy. So it just feels like maybe the worst week one matchup possible for the Rams. So to me, I'm inclined to be on the side of Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Danny, the vibes couldn't be more opposite than tomorrow night's opening night game between the Cowboys and the Eagles. Philadelphia, they're absolutely locked in, trying to go ahead and win the Super Bowl again this year. We're not going to use the word repeat because Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts have banned that word repeat. And then on the other side, here's the Dallas Cowboys, have gone through a tumultuous week, having just traded the best non-quarterback in the league in Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers. Like, without Micah Parsons out there, what does this look like, in your opinion, for the Dallas Cowboys ahead of tomorrow night's opening night game against the rival Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, first of all, I will just say about Nick Sirianni, nobody believes you. Like, he really looked a reporter in the eye and was like, oh, it's banner night? I didn't know that. Stop. Stop. When did you think they were dropping the banner? It's been opening night for every champion for the last 30 years, and the champions have opened the season in the NFL for like the last 15. So I have no idea what the hell he's talking about. I think it's very cute that they're saying they don't do repeats and, you know, we're turning the page and all of that, but nobody believes what Nick Sirianni is selling. Having said that, I think, like everybody, no one's going to pick Dallas to win this game. The only scenario where Dallas wins the game, in my opinion, is if the game script is 35-31. Like, if Philly lost, not their stars, but we, you know, Brandon Graham and Josh Sweat and Milton Williams and Gardner Johnson and Maddox and on down the line, and Dean is out for the first 4 weeks, and it's like they've got the youngest defense in the NFL that'll get better as the year goes on under Fangio. They've got serious cornerback questions opposite Quinyon Mitchell early on, and now there's George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb with a fully healthy Dak Prescott, who were just 1 year removed from them leading the league in scoring. Like, is it possible that, you know, Philly in their only in their three losses last year, they did allow 30 points per game in those three losses, 275 passing yards in losses. Like, is it possible that Dak airs it out and throws the ball all over the field? Sure. But I think what's much more likely is that Philly just runs it down Dallas's throat and wins by, you know, 14 points. But the only path to a Cowboys win is a high scoring game.
Femi and I have been saying that for a couple months now. If you like Dallas in the game to keep it close, you absolutely need to parlay it with the over in the game. Currently 47.5 at our show sponsor, BetMGM. Danny, we can't have you on the show before week one and not talk about your beloved Chicago Bears. Now, I said last week, this is before Micah Parsons got traded to Green Bay, which maybe I have to rethink things a little bit, but I'm already on record saying that the bets are already in. I think the Bears are going to the playoffs this year. Year one with Ben Johnson. Dennis Allen, terrible head coach, but I love him as a defensive coordinator, and I think he's going to fix Caleb Williams here. And I like the Bears upside a lot this year, and I like them on Monday night against the Minnesota Vikings. Danny, where are you at on your Chicago Bears entering the year?
I got a lot of optimism, and I love hearing you say it because you're a sharp guy. I think that what has happened to the Caleb Williams discourse has been baffling. I mean, he was not great last year. He was not what we expected him to be, but he wasn't bad. Like, they fired his play caller 9 games into the season, and then they fired his head coach because there was a near mutiny. And they lost games in ridiculous fashion. A Hail Mary when Tyreek Stevenson is talking to the fans instead of guarding his guy who catches the ball on the Hail Mary. Matt Eberflus forgets to call a timeout in the Thanksgiving game against Detroit. Lose to Minnesota. They lose to Minnesota when they score 27 points and Caleb throws for 340 yards and 2 touchdowns in overtime. They lose to Green Bay on a blocked field goal when they submitted to the league office that it was an illegal pass rush by the Packers. You know, didn't get called on the field, and it doesn't matter what the league office says on the Tuesday after, but still, like, it was bad last year, and he held the ball too long, and he took 68 sacks, and it was not good. But he threw for 3,500 yards. It was a 3.5-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio. He had backup offensive linemen all over the field. They upgraded at right guard, center, and left guard, head coach and play caller. And then they used their first 2 picks on Colston Loveland and Luther Burden to help out the skill position guys on the offensive side of the ball. Like, last year should be the floor for Caleb Williams. And then for Monday night, again, one of the games against Brian Flores, He threw no picks in 2 games against Brian Flores. He had a 97 passer rating over the 2 games against Brian Flores. 3 touchdowns, no picks. One of the games he scored 27 points. And Ben Johnson, the last 2 years, is 4-0 against Brian Flores when he was with the Lions against Brian Flores' Minnesota Vikings. So I love the Bears on Monday night. I'm very optimistic about what they can be this year. And, of course, it terrifies me because I've had my heart broken so many times. There was a moment in time when I believed in Justin Fields. There was a moment in time when I believed in Mitch Trubisky. I tend to fall easy for Bears quarterbacks, but eventually I'm going to be right. If at first you do not succeed, try again.
I think you're going to be right this time, and I think we're going to win because of it. And we win having you on the show every single week. We're pumped to have you every Wednesday, Danny. Pumped to watch you on First Things First on FS1 as well, on Twitter at Danny Parkins. Stay well, my friend. Good luck with the bets this weekend, and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Looking forward to it.
Danny Parkins joining us here on You Better You Bet. And just, I think people can tell, especially longtime listeners and viewers, Danny loves to bet. He's real deal.
Oh, yeah.
Love having him on the show here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.